Hello, Tallahassee. Hello, world. Welcome to another edition of What Matters Most to You. I'm your host, Vincent T. Edwards, better known as Mr. Speaker. If you'd like to join today's show, the call-in line is 850-671-1450. That's 850-671-1450. My guest today will be Dr. Michelle Wright. We will be talking about her book entitled Dear Success Seeker, Wisdom from Outstanding Women. That's Dr. Michelle Wright. She is my guest today. Like always, my Lord, my God, and my Savior, Jesus Christ, I come before you right now, God, first and foremost, to say thank you. Thank you for my life, my health, and my strength. Thank you for my family. Thank you for the listening audience. I thank you for the opportunity to be able to be here at WTAL Studios. I thank you for all the staff here, God, and the wonderful things that they do to keep this operation going. I thank you for the owner, and I thank you, and I ask that you bless Reverend Holmes for this great venture that he has placed here in the heart of Tallahassee for the benefit of this community. Now, O Lord, I just ask that your presence be here to guide today's conversation, God, to make it meaningful, to make it useful, to make it beneficial to my listening audience. For God, without you, we can do nothing, but through you, we can do all things. I thank you for your grace, your mercy, your loving kindness, and I thank you for all the blessings. In Jesus' name, amen. The inspirational verse today for our show comes from the book of Joshua. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. And it reads, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." That comes from Joshua, the first chapter, verse 8. My guest today is Dr. Michelle Wright. She's an author, speaker, and success expert, a native of Tuskegee, Alabama, currently serves as the senior director of the National Biotechnology and Pharmaceutical Association. She is also the 2010 recipient of Sister Friends United Incorporated Women of Excellence Award in the area of business and entrepreneurship. Dr. Wright is a top-performing national and international multiple award-winning corporate leader. She has worked with Fortune 500 organizations, including biotech company, Novartis Pharmaceutical Corporation, Pfizer Pharmaceuticals, the Pillsbury Company, the Procter & Gamble Company, Honeywell, and Martin Marietta Corporation. She has a successful track record in education, engineering, and food, pharmaceutical, and biotechnology sales. She is a success guru in project, team, and total quality management. With all of that being said, Dr. Wright, welcome to What Matters Most to You.
Thank you so much, Vincent. It's my pleasure.
It's truly my pleasure to have you here to talk about your book entitled Dear Success Seeker, Wisdom from Outstanding Women. And I'm going to throw this question right out of the gate because it's wisdom from outstanding women. Was there a reason you chose to do this book from the standpoint of women versus men, or rather than incorporating the two?
Well, originally my thought process was just success in general. But then a lot of what I've done in my lifetime has been more specifically focused on women, so that's the direction it end up going. But interesting enough, even though this book specifically focuses on advice from women, it serves, whether you are a man, woman, or child, it serves to give you excellent advice on success, on a successful life as well as a successful career. So anyone and everyone can benefit from this book, from Dear Success Seeker.
Well, when you talk about success, I'd like to get you to define what it is, what it truly means, because in today's society, typically when we think of success, it's money, fame, and fortune. Is that true?
You know, the interesting thing about success, in my opinion, is it's being the best that you can possibly be and not letting any obstacle deter you from fulfilling your full potential and career in life. And it's also very personal. So it's going to vary for each person. You know, it's interesting. Gail King, editor of at large of Oprah Magazine, who I had the privilege of doing a personal interview with in Dear Success Seeker, mentions in Dear Success Seeker that success means so many different things to different people. And as you progress in life, even your own definition of success changes. So every success seeker has to determine their own definition, because what may be successful for one person, i.e. money, may not be successful for another person. So success is very personal.
Wow. And I agree totally. And I'm looking back on page 47 of your book with some words of wisdom from the Reverend Johnny Coleman. And when we talk about success and chasing success, I like some of the points that were made. Number one, I like where it says, decide that nothing or no one will dissuade you from accomplishing your dream. One that stood out was number four, you must not be afraid to work. How do you spell success? W-O-R-K. And then the last one, she says, trust God. Let go and let God. Does not mean you do nothing. Remember, you must work, but know that the inspirations, the guidance you need, is available to you, and God will direct your ways. What role did God play in your life with having you to be where you are today, given the obstacles that you had to overcome?
You know, he played everything in my life, and that's why I actually dedicated my book to God. You know, I know from a political perspective, that was not the thing to do, but I'm one that lives by Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you, and that includes success. Even when I did not know God at an early age, God knew me, and he had his hand on me. I've overcome a lot of obstacles. When I was born, I could not talk before the age of 5. I took speech therapy all the way up to high school and still had extreme difficulty learning how to talk. And inevitably, that brought on insecurities. But that's why it's very, very important to have champions of success in your life. God is my ultimate champion of success. But you also need some natural champions of success, people that can tell you you can do this, even if others are telling you that you can't. And I would encourage people, keep positive people in your life that can tell you, yes, you can, and give you reasons why you can instead of excuses why you can't. And I had parents that did not accept failure as an option. It was no option. You are going to do this in spite of. And so that's how I live my life now. You know, when people tell me it's impossible, I say it's possible. When they tell me I can't, I feel that I can. And I always make sure to surround myself with positive people that can help inspire me to move to that next level of success.
When you talk about surrounding yourself with positive people, give me an example. Talk to me about the two outside of Jesus Christ, because we know your perspective on that and the spiritual. I want to talk about that person that's here on earth, that natural person. Name two that were very influential in helping you to be successful.
Well, in my earlier ages, and well, to be honest with you, all my life, and I have to put them as one because they are one. It would be my parents.
Okay.
Because, I mean, my parents, again, just always encouraged me, if you can think and believe it, you can achieve it. You can do this. And then it would be my husband. My husband has so much faith in me. If I tell him I want to go to the moon, he doesn't tell me that doesn't make sense or why would you want to do it. He always tells me, I believe you can make it to the moon, Mars, and anywhere else that you want to go. And that's so important to have those type of people in your life, especially when you already have come from a background of fighting insecurities, you know, fighting reasons of why you're not going to be successful. you need strong people in your life to say, I believe in you. I don't care if anybody else hasn't done this. I don't care if this can't work. I believe you can find a way and make it happen. And that's what I've been doing all of my life. And that's one of the reasons I actually wrote Dear Success Seeker, to inspire success seekers from all walks of life, regardless of where you are from, regardless of your race, your socioeconomic background, your history, your upbringing. Dear Success Seeker has pearls of success to inspire you that you can move beyond the impossible to achieve the possible.
My guest today, Dr. Michelle Wright, the author of Dear Success Seeker, Wisdom from Outstanding Women. All of these letters, 80 plus in this book, how did you go about compiling them? Were there all of these personal interviews?
Most of these were actually letters that were provided one-on-one to me. So they were personally and originally written specifically for Dear Success Seeker. But about 10 or 15% of these individuals, I did have the opportunity to interview one-on-one, like Gail King, the editor-at-large of the Oprah magazine, Ruby Dee, and there are several others I had the opportunity to interview one-on-one. And it was just a phenomenal experience. I mean, just receiving the letters and doing this project, and it was not easy. You know, again, have positive people in your life that tell you you can. Originally, when I shared my vision with certain people, they were like, you're not going to reach these people. You're not going to do this. It's not going to happen. And those people, I cut out my life. I kept the ones that said, hey, why not reach these people? You know, they are humans just like you. And originally, you start off with almost everybody telling you no. But when you believe in yourself and you believe in your own vision, no and fear does not stop you. It is not an option. You continue pressing ahead. You know, I kind of think about Peter. I truly believe if Peter would have gone to the rest of the disciples and said, I'm thinking about walking the water, he would have never done it. Now, granted, he may have inevitably drowned and Jesus had to save him, but he had the guts to get out and walk the water. And sometimes you can't share your visions and your dreams and where you're trying to go with everyone. Everyone is not going to be on the same level and on the same boat as you. You got to use wisdom. You got to know who's in your corner. And above all, keep God in your corner.
And with that, for my listening audience, when she talks about her faith and not being politically correct, when you open up her book on the acknowledgement page, I'm just going to read it to you. This is what you will read right after the word acknowledgments. Foremost, to God, the head of my life, be all the glory. Thank you, Jesus, for anointing and making the Dear Success Seeker Project a blessing to all who partake. As your word states, 2 Corinthians 13:11, be perfect, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you. How did you go about compiling a list and actually deciding on which people to include it, and how did you find these 80 plus contributors?
I tell you, God and the Holy Spirit led me in a lot of this process, because I reached out to a lot of people, a lot of women. I looked in the history books. I researched, and at that time, this was a 10-year project. You know, sometimes you can't give up on your dreams just because maybe 1,000 people tell you no initially. You know, you're striving for the person that's going to tell you yes, and I believe in you. But I did all types of research at the library. You know, I read books. I looked in magazines as far as people, not just your famed celebrities, but even your unknown, your unsung heroes, individuals that had impact on people's lives across all types of multiple spectrums. And the people that I reached out to, I knew that the ones that would, when it's all said and done, participate in this project were the ones that God wanted in this project. And I feel very, very proud about that.
When someone purchases this book, reads it from cover to cover, what would you like for them to walk away with?
I would like them to walk away with the fact that nothing is impossible. You know, through man, things are impossible. Through God, all things are possible. Have faith in yourself and in God. If nobody else believes in you, learn to believe in yourself. Also, your success is not only for you. You know, do success. Be successful. But Billie Jean King says this in my book. She says, use your talents to win, not only for yourself, but for generations to come. So be the best you that you can be, but not only for you, but for others. That's what I would tell them.
Wow. My guest, Dr. Wright, talking about her book, Dear Success Seeker, Wisdom from Outstanding Women. Why do other successful women intrigue you?
Because their testimonies intrigue me. You know, there's a common theme in the contributors to Dear Success Seeker. They have testimonies where in the natural, they should be where they are. You know, by all accounts, they shouldn't have achieved what they achieved. And so successful women intrigue me because if they can do it, I can do it. And if I can do it, others can do it. So it's almost like a collective, individual, and synergistic roadmap for success where all of us have something to offer. You know, we're all members of one body. And I believe if everyone can focus on what they bring to the table, their uniquenesses, embrace it, I think it's a beautiful thing. I think at this point you have no more egos and jealousies and envy and strife, and you have a unified group working together towards one cause. And I think it's a beautiful thing. So successful women intrigue me because I get the opportunity to see what each uniqueness they bring to the table, and it allows me to appreciate what I bring to the table moreover.
Wow. And I'm looking at your website now, and the quote from Ruby Dee, I believe that no birth is accidental. Each of us comes with a specific purpose to fulfill. What's your view of that?
I do believe that. And what's so important is for you to embrace your purpose, not Mr. Vincent T. Edwards' purpose, not Ruby Dee's purpose, not President Obama's purpose, but your personal purpose as ordained by God. You know, you cannot be successful without him being in the equation. That's why I love that quote that you shared, Joshua 1:8. You can't be successful without God. And so I just think it's important to love God and to embrace your uniquenesses. And know, like Ruby Dee said, no birth is accidental. And know what purpose that you serve, your divine purpose in life and your ordained destiny in God. And once you get there, you can truly be the best that you can be.
Talk to my listening audience about a few of a line or two from your favorite letters in this book. I mean, there's 80 plus in there. Which ones stand out in your mind, and what do you actually recall from some of those letters that really stuck out, stuck with you?
Well, one of my favorite, of course, was Ruby Dee, and it's interesting that you shared that. But there was actually a common theme that I discovered in Dear Success Seeker that kind of stood out to me, and it's pursue your passion in life and do what you love. And I can give you a few examples. You know, the Reverend Barbara L. King explains that passion is a hunger that blocks out anything or anyone that interferes with you reaching your goal. You must have a powerful passion for whatever it is you desire. Billie Jean King encourages, let your passion and purpose in life lead you to countless opportunities. Camille Cosby, who I was fortunate to write the foreword to my book, notes that humans seem to be more willing to do if they have passion about what they do. And Leanne Chan advises that So remember, regardless of who you are or where you are from, find something you can do well and have passion for it. And I was also fortunate to have my very own mom in my book. And one of the things that stuck out to me is she says, talk less and listen more. And in this capacity, you have a closed mouth and open ears to take advantage of countless words of wisdom. And there's so much wisdom in Dear Success Seeker. And if you have an open heart to listen and to receive, you will truly be blessed from multiple perspectives.
When you look at today's society, we have a lot of successful women, a lot of women in high places, from the corporate America to the political scene. But then still there are many women who don't fulfill their potential. What would you say to that young girl that's listening, that young lady that's listening? What can you say to them right now to help them over that hump and to say, hey, I need to move forward? I know with God's help I can do that. What would you say to them if they're wavering right now with regard to their own abilities or inabilities to achieve?
I would tell them to please love yourself and believe in yourself. And sometimes hearing somebody else's testimonies, it helps. It assists in you believing in yourself. You know, they can look at me and see if I can do it again, they can. I would tell them, get you a positive circle, champions of success around you that can encourage you. It makes a difference when you have someone telling you you can instead of you can't, and why you can instead of why you can't. I would tell them, you are precious. God loves you. And the sky is the limit. You can be whatever you dream and desire to be. And please don't let anybody else tell you otherwise. You're special. You're special in life. You're special to God. And I would tell them that the best is not only to come, but the best is here. Embrace it, celebrate it, and get ready.
Wow. Have a few minutes left, Dr. Wright, and I'm really enjoying this conversation. Time is just passing us by. Talk to us a little bit about what my listening audience can find on your website at DearSuccessSeeker.com.
You can find all types of information as far as what is Dear Success Seeker about, the contributors in Dear Success Seeker. You can find very, very unique tips to success. You can find different types of success advice, spotlights on success. You can find more about me, my testimony, my special awards, some of the recent community awards that I won. You can find my media kit, which tells you very detailed information about me. You can find out about some of my upcoming events. And you can find other interesting information on there. You know, I talk about the color of success. You know, success not being just one color, but comparing it to a rainbow. You can imagine if a rainbow was only one color, you know, how boring would it be? And my testimony is on there, how I almost died from lupus back in 1993, but God blessed me to still be here, and other things that I have overcome. There's also videos and other radio interviews on my website that will inspire you. So really, anybody that's seeking success, there's some type of component, positive component on my website that would very, very much talk to you and inspire you and encourage you.
Can they obtain a copy of your book as well from the website?
And absolutely. If you go to DearSuccessSeeker.com, you can click to the right and order a book either from Amazon. You can get the regular hard edition or you can get the Kindle edition. So definitely.
All right. I have just a couple of seconds left. The title of this show is What Matters Most to You. Dr. Wright, what matters most to you?
What matters most to me is being the best me I can be and loving God and pleasing God. As long as I know I love God and I'm pleasing God, then I'm going to have the best from a natural and spiritual perspective. And I want the best I can get out of life, not only for God, but for myself and for others.
Dr. Wright, I want to say thank you so very much for being a wonderful guest here on What Matters Most to You.
Thank you so much. And Vincent, it was truly my pleasure. And I wish you the best of success as well.
Thank you so very much. And please, when you do your next project or if you have anything else that's going on, please let me know. And I will let my listening audience know about all the future endeavors of Dr. Wright.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless you, too. And you have a wonderful, wonderful day and a blessed weekend. You've been listening to What Matters Most to You. I'm your host, the one and only Vincent T. Edwards, better known as Mr. Speaker. Please check me out on the World Wide Web, and you can go to www.vincenttedwards.com. That's www.vincenttedwards.com to find out all about me. And about the radio show, you can go to mattersmosttoyou.com. That's matters most, the number two, the letter U. .com. That's mattersmosttoyou.com. I want to remind you that in all that you do, be magnificent. Until next time, be good, be blessed, but most of all, be a blessing to someone.